welcome to Rome. Is this a formal event or a social affair?
Social.
How many buttons?
Two.
And what style?
Tactical.
Mr. Wick, do enjoy your party.
How good to see you again so soon.
You have no idea what's coming.
You want a war? Or do you want to just give me a gun?
Somebody get this man a gun so he can bust out some gun fu on all these crazy motherfuckers' asses. John Wick Chapter 2, the most anticipated sequel for this hardcore fan base that really enjoyed, and not just enjoyed, but really loved the first John Wick that came out in 2014. I gotta say, I remember when I saw that trailer, I was like, this looks like it could be stupid as fuck. I didn't see the movie in theater. I saw it once it came out, you know, for streaming services and stuff. And it was about like, it wasn't that long, actually. It was like 2 months later or something. And I saw it. I said, holy shit, this is a badass action flick. I set it up there when I was watching this film. It has kind of the, I won't say it's like The Raid, but it has the quality of something like The Raid where, but almost on a different genre. This is more shooting. That was more martial arts where, it sets the motion up, the story. It's nothing but action. Got a little bit of story there. Well, the sequel comes out, and it has throw more action in, more of a backstory of this underworld facility. But it also amps the stunts up just a little bit. Not even a little bit. Just 20 times a little bit more, you know? And that's what we get here with John Wick Chapter 2. I was looking forward to seeing this film. Thankful enough to see this a little bit earlier than it comes out. And I gotta say, get this man a gun. Because when he has a gun, oh my lord, all hell is about to unleash. The devil himself comes up out of the ground. And it's funny because as soon as I sat down and the movie was beginning, I thought we were still in credit sequence mode. You know, you see this car driving, it's about to hit a turn, and you see like on the wall, because they're in this big city, bright city here in New York, and you see Buster Keaton, one of his old black and white films. If you don't know who Buster Keaton is, he's a stuntman back in the day, and you see him on one of his movies playing in the background, and then you see this motorcycle chase. I was like, holy shit, this ain't a trailer, this is the movie. I was like, damn, we getting right into it. And it starts off with him driving this beautiful, gorgeous 1970 SS Chevelle. Oof. My favorite car of all time. And it gets right into it. And I gotta say, I was a little overwhelmed. It caught me off guard. I mean, the sound mixing and everything, it really just threw me off. I was like, holy shit, we right up in this right now, you know? So he's hunting down people. Plot synopsis of John Wick 2. If you remember the first one, he was hunting down people for them killing his dog and taking his car. Well, avenged the dog, but now he's got to get his car back. And that's how we pretty much kicked the first 10 minutes of this film off, was him busting a lot of action stunts off to mainly get his Mustang back. He ends up beating the shit out of these people, gets his Mustang back, and then says, I'll call a truce. And I love it what this guy did too, who he called the truce. But man, I forgot, what is that actor's name that was playing that guy too? This is gonna kill me because I've seen him so many times. I'm like, man, I know this guy name. Let me see if I can look it up. No, that ain't him. I don't know who that guy was, but he's got a Russian accent too. It was funny as hell. Because he was explaining to this other guy, John, because he was like, so he's going to kill all these guys just for a car, you know? And he's like, he fucking killed somebody with a pencil. A pencil. How the fuck you even do that? I mean, and meanwhile, it's like cutting scenes between him, like, in the shadows, killing people in this place until he finds his car. And John Wick, obviously in the first one, he gets his ass kicked around a lot. I mean, but he still get up and shoot your ass up. He gets his ass just thrown around in this film. And it just gets into nonstop action at this first point here. But anyway, to move on with the plot synopsis. So next, you know, he calls a truce. He goes home and he's visited by Santino De Antonio, who's played by Ricardo Samara. I don't know how to pronounce this dude's last name. And he tells him, you owe me a mission, pretty much. Well, you blood, you pretty much, I've done a favor for you, so now you have to do this. And this is by the code of the Continental, you know, this is, well, not the Continental, but the code of our Assassin's Creed, if you will. And Assassin's Creed, that's funny. Why would you say that, P1, and with this movie? That movie was shit. Why would you compare it, say, even, knows that title even nowhere near this? But Keanu Reeves, John Wick, he says, no, I can't go back to that. I don't want to do that life. I can't. I know. I have to say no. And this guy's trying to tell him, Santino's like, you need to do this. You got to abide by the contract of this, or I pretty much have to. You know what's bringing. You know what's gonna go down. He still tells him no. He closes the door. He goes, looks at a picture of him and his wife because he's still heartbroken over that. This dude gets a rocket launcher and blows his fucking house up to bits. Next thing you know it, John Wick, he goes to the Continental, if you will, one of the Continentals, and he visits it. He takes his dog with him too, bro. But he visits one of the man. I'm blanking on names now. Was it Ian McShane? I think it was Ian McShane. Yeah, he visits Ian McShane's character, Winston, from the first one. I think it was Ian McShane. I might be blanking on this. And he tells him, I'm going to kill that motherfucker. I'm going to kill that motherfucker. He took my house away from me, okay, my home. And he's like, man, you, come on, man. You just, what did he want from me? He's like, I don't know. I didn't even ask. I just told him no. And he's just like, all right, well, then you should honor that contract. So he goes and visits Santino, and he tells him, all right, what do you want me to do? He tells him, well, oh, and by the way, Santino also has Ruby Rose as his main assassin here, too. She's kind of she does sign language in the movie. I don't know if she's deaf per se, but I'm just going to go ahead and assume she is because she's speaking sign language in here. And Santino tells him, he's like, well, I need you to kill my sister. Most likely, father is going to give her a right to the chair of the, I forgot what it's called, but something to the heir of, you know, running shit so you can take over New York, basically. I need her dead so I can take her spot. He says, you really want me to kill your sister? All right, fine. Time to get suited up, gunned up, and everything else I can with it. John Wick, being the clever man he knows that once this deed is done, they're most likely, all contracts will be canceled out and stuff, and he realizes that, yeah, I'm going to kill this motherfucker. But in the back of my mind, I know he knows I'm going to kill this motherfucker, so I better set up something to where I got my back against the wall and I can protect myself, which he does. He ends up visiting. It was played by his sister is played by Claudia Journey. She plays Gianna D'Antonio and Common, who plays Cassian, I believe is his name. Cassian, he's kind of her head assassin. And John Wick shows up to her place, and he's like, well, not her place, but some concert event thing. It was like a castle or something like that in Rome. And he tells her, you know, hey, it was a hit on you by your brother. I gotta murder your ass. She takes a knife and slits her own wrists and dies. She's like, nobody decides the fate of my life. I take my own life from where it goes. Even though she died in there, he still put a bullet in her head. I guess his video game cheat code was still in where he's like, gotta get headshots. I gotta murder it. I don't give a damn if you're already down on the ground. I gotta put a bullet in your head. He runs into Common. When he leaves the place and Common looks at him, he's like, John, Cassius, you working? Yeah, just finished working. And he's like, what I love about that scene right there is I love how so minute the dialogue is, but yet it's in a form where you could understand the conversation, even with the lack of conversation. You understand the detail because the John Wick series, they've set this world up so beautiful that you know what's going on and what the terminology and phrases are and stuff like that. I feel like this is how Wanted should have been. Like, Wanted started off like it could have been like this cool assassin film, whatever, but then it goes way over the fucking top. Where John Wick 1 and 2, they find a way, and I know this is going to sound hilarious too, they find a way to somehow, in this world, keep it grounded and make it more realistic, where Wanted went off into basically, because it's based off a comic book. It went into comic book territory land and stuff, which is funny because that movie went so different from the comic book that you thought it would have did something like John Wick, but it didn't go that route. And I enjoyed Wanted, but for the silliness that it is and stuff. But this one, what you appreciate more about it is the world building and the grounded level that it kept on and stay. So John Wick ends up getting away and killing a lot of these guys here. He gets away only to realize that, you know, Ruby Rose, her character, and some of her men showed up to kill him too because, hey, guy can't have no loose ends or whatever. And he says that, well, come on now. It'd look unrealistic if I didn't retaliate you for killing my sister. And it's like, eh, fuck you, dude. So John Wick's like, well, which is my favorite line in the film, and it ain't even in this film until the end or whatever, is, I'll kill them. I'll kill them all. Next thing you know, he gets away, kills all of them, and Santino, he's talking to Winston's character, or Ian McShane's character, Winston, and he's like, I want John Wick kicked out of the Continental. He's no longer, he should be banned from the Assassins and stuff. And he's like, I can't do that. He's like, you need to sign this right now saying that John Wick fulfilled your duty and what he was promised of. So, and then he tells him, once he signs, he says, my blood, you have no idea what you've just unleashed. This man was happy and retired, and you brought him back out and to finish this, and then you tried to take him out. You've unleashed the devil into the corner right now. And the way Ian McShane just sets this guy up, like, if this would have been the first movie, you would have heard something like that. He'd have been like, well, fuck me, dude. And I said, this guy, Ricardo, I'm not going to pronounce his last name, who plays Santino, he does a really good job by showing it with his facial emotions. Like, when Ian McShane is telling him, he's just like, he looks like a scared fucking rat. Like, like, that's why I love in that trailer sequence where they're at that party and John Wick just pulls his gun. You see that one dude run. That's Santino right there. That shit had me laughing the way he ran. That boy was fast. I got to tell you that right now. He threw that dude in front of him and ran like a motherfucker. But there's some really good performances by those three actors themselves, Keanu Reeves, Ricardo, and Ian McShane here. And so basically after that, he just goes, Santino, he puts a hit out on John Wick, $7 million, and he sent it to every assassin, every damn soul. You just see people's phone just going off the hook because they kind of have, unlike in Wanted, where they have the loom of this magical wielding device just tells you who you need to kill, who we find out is bullshit in the first place because Morgan Freeman was constructing it himself. They have like this whole operation set up where it's like a telegram era business or something like that, where they are allowed to spread the word out to their assassin needs and stuff like that. So next, you know what, John Wick is being attacked by all forms of people, and he ends up murdering them all in cold blood, basically. I like his dynamic with Common. He had some real good incentive. I love the professional courtesy when they're just fighting all over the city and they end up in the Continental and he's just like, go have a drink or whatever. And he's like, gin, right? And he's like, bourbon, right? And they have a drink and they're just talking about like, oh, so you really had no choice. Well, he's like, well, out of professional courtesy, I still have to kill you because you killed my warrant, I believe he said. I don't know what they call their bosses, if you will. And he said, you killed her, so now I gotta return the favor and kill you. Drinks on me. Consider this a professional courtesy. And the next time, it won't be no courtesy. And John was like, yeah, I'll kill you slowly, too. You know, we'll just get back to it. And even you saw Ruby Rose sitting there. She's watching the whole time, and she's doing, you know, I'll see you, too, as well. I love this code they have of respecting the Continental and stuff and what this film does with the Continental. These rules that they set up, it helps make the film somewhat better because I don't know, I feel like without the rules here, it'd just be a lot of gunplay, which is not a bad thing because gunplay in here looks great. But what the Continental does, even though I feel like it didn't explore it as much as I thought it was going to do, but it did it enough to the point where you can say, I see where they can make more movies out of this now and keep some of these rules into fashion of keeping it more, like I said, grounded and more realistic.
I guess that's the plot synopsis pretty much of all that stuff, because John Wick's gonna, he's gonna murder this guy. But this opening of this movie kicked ass. I laughed my ass off too when that guy was like, he killed somebody with a fucking pencil, how the fuck do you do that? And the dude's sweating and shit, whatever. And like, as John Wick is shooting dudes and killing them, you hear this one dude he shot in and he's just screaming. He's like, oh, and it keeps cutting back to this guy just shaking. He's like, oh fuck me, this dude's coming for my ass now. And I like the layers of this. Somebody asked me if it was, did I think it was better than the first one? And man, it was so hard because I haven't seen the first one since the year it came out. And it's so hard to say that because that John Wick movie was such a surprise when it came out. But this one, I feel maybe it's on par, if you ask me. I think it's on par with the first one, and that's what a sequel is supposed to do. Somewhat on par, but a little bit more enhancement. I think I'll give this one maybe just the edge above the first one. And that's simply because what I love what this movie does is it adds a lot more death and elements to that favorite word right there, death. Death and elements to the John Wick character himself. You can tell this is a character who's struggling in this movie. Like, he wants to be done with this. Like, this lifestyle, just it ain't suiting him no more. I mean, when he married his wife, he got rid of this stuff, you know. And when she died, it felt like him coming back into doing only what he knows how to do. And he's tortured by it because he doesn't want to be that guy no more. And it feels like his wife was the key point of breaking him out of this lore. But now that she's gone, it seems like it's just a never-ending cycle now that it's not going to end here. Because you can see constant scenes. Just at least, especially the scene where he's first suiting up and stuff like that. He slams his hand on you and he just screams out loud because he doesn't want any part of this. There's even another part where he does the same thing. And he's just like, he throws something. He's like, I don't want this lifestyle anymore. You know, I don't want to care. I know how good I am, but I don't want to be doing this anymore. And I think the movie does a really good job, especially with Keanu Reeves, with his portrayal of his facial expressions here. He really shows you that he doesn't want to do this, but people are forcing his hand into doing this. Like, he has no choice. And at the end of the day, the action set pieces in here are badass. The stunts are just incredibly amazing. I feel like this is what Sylvester Stallone wished The Expendables was when he said, this is going to be like The Raid, you know? And that movie was just this boring mess. And then when we get to that third act, it was like this fucking gun shootouts that was just like, oh my God, there's no choreography. It's just people shooting guns in here. And it's like, how exciting can that be? John Wick here shows you how exciting that can be because there's multiple action sequences in this film. And you're wondering, when are you going to get tired of this? But yet they keep finding ways to be more creative and imaginative with it, that every set action scene with the guns are completely different. Even from the first film, this doesn't mimic the first film at all. It's completely different here. And again, a lot of credit to the stuntmen in there because it looked incredible. And the sound mixing on there too just made it sound that more realistic too. His whole headshot thing is just fucking brutal, I gotta say. He's shooting people in the knees and then hitting them right in the head and stuff like it feels more realistic, if anything, more so than like Expendables, like I just said. That felt like a goddamn cartoon back in the 80s. This felt like an actual real-life gun shootout and stuff here. There's even moments, the common courtesy between him and Common, I thought was just funny and brilliant. There's this one moment where, I think it was a train station, if I'm not mistaken, and they're walking. Common's upstairs and he's downstairs, and they're holding their gun like close to the chest, but they're shooting at the wall with their silencer. So nobody sees it from both their ends. They're just shooting at you like, pow, 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 pow. And I thought that was just so clever on how that was done. I was like, it was creative, it was unique, and you've never seen anything like that. It's funny, and it adds also a bit of tension and frightening scare to it too, because you don't know if someone else might get hit, but or if you don't know if like, oh, that person will just drop dead right there as well too. They have this badass fight scene in the train with this knife, and how I love it too because he puts it in his heart and he says, you know, you pull that out, you'll bleed to death. You leave it there, you'll die. And this little smirk on Common's face as he just leaves, and you know, he tells him, consider this a professional courtesy and stuff. The one thing this movie has that I love about it, and I love this about movies too, is when you have a unique style to the film. That whole gunshot thing I just talked about with him and Common, this film, when I saw that scene, I was just like, this is what I love about this movie already.
it has a very creative, unique style, just like the first one did, but this one goes all out. So it's one of the reasons why I love Mad Men, because that show has such a unique style to it. It has a vibe to it. It has charisma. The show itself, not just even the acting, but you can tell from the production standpoint of this movie, it has a certain style and uniqueness to it. And you're going to see that, and you're going to appreciate it watching this film, too. You're going to be like, wow, this is really unique right here, and I'm loving it. You get to these gun shootouts, and it just goes balls to the wall crazy. Back on the John Wick character himself, too, though, what I love and think about the character as well is him getting the pit bull dog. It's almost like kind of like that's a layer of, you know, for the first film, he had this cute, lovable, I forgot what the name of that dog is, but it's cute and lovable, and he doesn't have this this rep of, you know, attacking people and stuff like that, like a pit bull does. He gets the pit bull, and even though the he didn't have a name, or they didn't say it was a boy or girl, I think I saw a dog dick on it, though, so I'm going to say it was a boy. And the pit bull has this reputation of being like this tough exterior character dog and stuff. And this dog is the sweetest dog, but on the outside, it looks like it's in defense mode. It's vicious. But it's the sweetest dog you could ever have, sweetest pit bull you could ever have and stuff. And I feel like that's where John Wick's character is now at this point where, you know, he can be sweet and innocent. You know, he wants that lifestyle. But on the outside, you know, push come to shove, he's the most dangerous motherfucker to step in the room with you. And you don't want that part. You get to the ending film here where he just murders everybody and he finally tracks down Santino. Santino's trying to hide in the Continental. And Winston's like, I can't believe you would come here and chicken out like you would and, you know, stuff. And he's like, you think you can use this place as a safe haven, but eventually he's going to find you. You know, he's going to kill you. John Wick comes in this place. And I love it, too, because the guy you see in the trailer who plays Sharon, Lance Reddick here, tall black guy, good looking dude, got that deep exterior voice and stuff. I wish he was in the movie a little bit more. He's really good in here for the two, three scenes he's in. He just lets John Wick pass right by him. He's like, hey, man, some shit's got to happen. You know, fuck that dude. I don't like him anyway. And I love it. He's coming down the stairs, and they show the stair shot of Winston's eyes, and he's staring right at the gun. And you can see the look of fear on Jack, because he's trying to look, this is a place of safe haven. You don't do that here. And he just walks up on Santino. And this, I gave it an ovation. I clapped. I'm not going to lie. I was like, that was beautiful. What he did, because this dude is talking his ass off. He's eating his fucking filet mignon, and he's just like, you know, the best thing about this place is you never really have to leave the Continental. I could sit here for 2 days straight and have a different meal every day if I wanted to. And he's talking more, and then John Wick just looks at him and just puts a gun in his head and blows his fucking brains out. And then the look on Winston's face, like, what have you done? And then he just walks away. And looks at Winston. He just keeps walking. Tells Sharon, has he been a good dog? And he's like, yeah, he has been. He's been one of the best dogs I've ever seen. He's like, good dog. Come on, let's go. And then they go back to the house that's burnt down. He sits in the chair, and he does that one more moment of screaming like, ah! You know, he realizes he fucked up. He shot this dude right in the fucking Continental. And Sharon shows up to his burnt down house and says, you got to come with me, Mr. Wick. He takes him to this park, and he goes to meet Winston one more time. Winston tells him, you shot him in the Continental. You are excommunicado from now on here. The Continental will no longer serve to you. None of the extravagance that you had before as this assassin, they are no longer available to you. The weapons guys, the suits guys, and the bulletproof suits at that, by the way. None of this. It'll be available to you now. You're on your own now. I gotta put the excommunicado hit out on you, and they're gonna come for you, dude. And I love it too. He's just like, if you wanted me dead, you would have had me killed already. And then I gotta say, this scene right here, I thought it took me a little bit out of this grounded world that it was in, just to believe that this whole park was full of assassins. He gets on the phone, or I forgot what he does, but he tells them. Tell them they can leave or whatever. And then the whole park just stop. This is a ton of fucking people, by the way, too. They just stop and they stare and then they walk away. And even John Wick looks around like, holy shit. And it kind of, I wouldn't say it took me out, but if I had to have one complaint, that would be my complaint. That was just like, I wish they wouldn't have done that, because, like I said, it kind of took me out of the grounded element here. And that's a minute complaint. I'm not going to lie. That's
I don't even call it a complaint. It's just something I noticed. I'm just like, it's a little silly right there. Ever, you know, I guess you can only keep this world grounded and realistic for so long. And this is a 2-hour, 2-minute film here. So I was like, if they just had to have a silly or a non-realistic scene, if you ask me, that little 5-second clip, that ain't gonna hurt the film. It ain't gonna hurt me neither. So, but it's just something I noticed. And I just found it ridiculous that there was no other, like, you know, civilians in this park at this time. Except for him. Well, not even, well, I guess him now, but, you know, there. And then Winston tells him, he's like, they're going to come for you. And he says that famous line, let them come. Whoever you send, whoever comes for me, I'll kill them. I'll kill them all. I was like, oh, my God. I don't know what it is about that line, but ever since I saw this movie, I've been just saying that in my head. I'll kill them all. I'll kill them all.
I'll kill them all.
I'll kill them all. I'll kill them all. And I love Winston's line back to it. He's like, of course you will. And it's just like, oh, okay. And sure enough, he says, you got an hour. And I'm assuming he's saying you got an hour before, you know, the hit goes out and you need to get the fuck out of this area or whatever. So next thing you know, the movie ends with John Wick running. Well, he's walking at first, but then he starts running because he starts noticing people's phones are ringing. Like, this whole park was just filled with it was a little ridiculous, if you ask me. I kind of wish they would have just ended it with, I'll kill them all. That line right there, I know you will, and just cut it off right there. It wasn't so ridiculous where, it, like I said, it takes you out of the movie. It's the ending of the film. It's the last 2 minutes of the film. But it took a lot of the grounding elements out of it for that sequence, and that sequence alone there, that all these people that they were passing were all assassins and stuff. And there was barely any fucking civilians there. But it's fine. Like I said, it's not going to bother anyone. People probably won't even notice it, to be honest. And it runs off and ends. And that was the movie right there. What was that boy's name? Lawrence Fishburne, he's in here. He plays kind of like this... he works for, I guess, in a way, he has his own setup with assassins. And they're mainly homeless people here. And he's kind of like the king of the homeless assassins, if you will. And I love the exchange he has with Keanu Reeves, obviously, in the film. It's really good, too. Especially when Keanu Reeves tells him, do you want to start a war if Santino run takes over New York? Or do you want to get me a gun? Somebody get this man a gun. John Leguizamo's in it for a small scene. Everybody in here is good, I thought. Ruby Rose, I think they realized from the previous two films she was in earlier this year that were shit. They realized it's just best not to make her talk because she fucking sucks. So, yeah, we'll just have her do sign language. Smart move on your part right there, film. It's a very smart move. Not for nothing, though. I love this film. This film was damn good. I gotta tell you, this is good. This is a great weekend. Minus one film. But 3 out of 4 films... that's not bad, if you're my opinion here. It's a shame because I'm almost assuming that this film is probably going to come in number 3. I was reading some comments on some of the trailers, and some people saying they saw the movie and they didn't like it, or they thought it was a little ridiculous or something like that, or it was just boring to them, and saying some people drag. For me, it didn't do any of that. I enjoyed the film a lot. I think it's a great par with the first film as well, too. Watching it back to back, definitely. You might get a little bloodthirsty and start talking about like red rum, but instead of that, you'll say, I'll kill them all. I'll kill them all. And every time somebody sneaks up on you, you'd be like ready to pull a knife out of them or something like that. But nonetheless, though, this is a badass flick, dude. I think I like this film a little bit more than the first one. Just a little bit, though. Just because of the character details that they added into John Wick himself. So for me, this is definitely how I see it. I think you're going to have a badass time with this film. Some people might even say it's kind of like a little bit of rewatching the Die Hard, the first Die Hard film, because, you know, it's... well, he's not, damn, I take that back. He's not an average man, but this guy wants to be an average man, but, you know, he's not this super badass assassin to where he doesn't get hurt. You know, he gets hit a lot in this film, and he's taking bullet shots and getting stabbed and stuff like that. I mean, he gets hit. He gets hurt a lot. So it kind of feels, has that element to it of the John McClane character where, you know, he's an average guy. He's not this super powered human being like, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or Stallone thought they were in the fucking 80s and shit. So, for me, this is definitely a high seed. I think it's easily
It's up there, man. It's one of the best action films ever. You know, Keanu Reeves and what's that boy? Tom Cruise, man. Who would have thought these two would have been, you know, some of the best action stars we have working together, especially when they're doing their own stunts and stuff like that. These guys knock it out of the park with every action film. And now with both of them, I can't wait to see their next action flick. I'm like, yeah, I want to see what else crazy, insane stunts they do here. And Keanu Reeves pulls out a lot of crazy shit in here, especially the way he rolls over, holds a guy's hand, and shoot him in the head to shoot the next guy. It's fucking beautiful to see. I mean, it's so beautiful to see that it's hard to explain to see. But like I said, oh, and one other thing too, the ending too, when he kills Ruby Rose, they do this badass setup display here with the mirrors. It's kind of like Lady from Shanghai, if anybody remembers that movie, or I guess if you don't, then Enter the Dragon will be the next best thing, I guess, for showing a display of that, what they do with the mirrors and how they mix in and stuff. It's a gorgeous set out right there. It's just a gorgeous set out, but high see it. Definitely go see this and make sure you kill them all.
Not very good at retiring.
I'm working on it.